Welcome to the podcast, man. It's Men Talk 2 podcast. Best one in Chattanooga. The only one shot in Chattanooga that I know of. I'm just playing. It's plenty more. But we're going to be the number one podcast shot in Chattanooga. How about that? Let's go with that.
That's it.
Yeah, I got Tulane. I'm not going to point because I always get that screwed up. Tulane, you know, Rick, I always screw it up. I think it's going that way.
Yeah, that's Tulane. Yeah.
You get it the same.
A hot mess. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast once again. We're going to talk about some stuff today that is kind of suspect to me, but you know, I'm just gonna put it out there. So first off, let's do why is this news? This is gonna be a new segment. Why is this in the news? And we're gonna talk about the Texas A&M coach, female coach. Why is this news? Why are we worried about this crap? Because that's what it is to me. Why is this news? So Texas A&M coach Sydney Carter, she's a female coach for the basketball team. She getting drugged through the mud because she wore a white turtleneck, some pink leather pants, and stilettos to a game, to coach a game. And she's not the actual head coach. She's an assistant coach.
Hey, I seen that. I was like, damn, she looks sexy than a motherfucker.
Yeah, she got the yams out. She's doing her thing.
I ain't mad at you, baby. Do your thing.
Why is she getting drugged through the mud for what she got on? She's not even the head coach.
Because, you know, they supposed to have them extra loose dress pants on.
With a jacket.
You know, with the oversized jacket like what we used to wear in the 90s.
Yeah, I know. I've watched a couple of female basketball games in my time and in my day. And it's always one that bucks the system every single time. It's always an assistant coach. They always have that extra oomph on it. No jacket like this chick got.
Yep.
Nothing covering up.
Excuse me.
And they got shoes on the whole night. They ain't got there with track suits on or none of that stuff. Why is this news? This chick is 31. She done played on the basketball, not necessarily this team, but she's played college ball. She went to the coaching route. She's in on the team as a coach, an assistant coach at that. And somebody said this is unprofessional or it's uncalled for or it don't make sense for her to dress like this at a game. So whoever wrote this Twitter tweet decided to draw attention to this chick's outfit. Not the game, not the players, not if they won or lost, but her. Singling her out for wearing what she got on. Which don't make no damn sense to me. Why is this news?
He singled her out because he was jealous.
No, it was a female. It wasn't a guy. It was a female.
Okay.
She was still jealous.
They said her outfit wasn't appropriate.
How is it not appropriate though? Like,
she got clothes on.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's
ain't nothing showing.
Cause she got ass and a nice body, she's supposed to hide it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She's supposed to hide it.
Yeah. She supposed to have on the Muslim dress that night with the scarf around her head.
I mean, at least she wearing a mask. Like, most people ain't even doing that.
Yeah. They ain't even doing that.
Yeah. I agree.
On top of that, she got the breast cancer symbol. She representing breast cancer.
Right.
She was out there representing in that pink.
Now, let me flip the script. Now, being that she's a African-American or black female or whatever you want to call it, that's one of the reasons why she's catching this heat.
Oh, you already
know. If she was a white woman with that same particular stuff on and had the same attributes.
Yeah.
Let's go on and put it out there with the attributes too.
Yeah.
Would she be getting that type of response?
No, she wouldn't be fine.
Hell no.
She would have been fine. Yeah. They probably would have had a quote on there saying, "Black girls, look out."
Right. Probably right.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably right.
Yeah.
What is it? Where did this white girl get all his ass from?
Right. This ain't black women no more.
I don't know.
Tonight, white girls got it.
Like you know, you being a woman, would you like? Do you see anything wrong with that? Would you, like, if you were in her position, would you, like, if you were comfortable with yourself, would you have any problem wearing that?
No. I wear it, baby. I wear it to the T. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Like I say, she thicker than a snicker. You give all the props to them thick girls because you wearing that shit. Now all these people running around here with these rolls and I don't know what they got. And it's hanging all out. I mean, she looked good. She looked good. She looked damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it puts me in the mind of the weather girl down in Houston who was catching all that heat. You remember yeah. her? You remember
oh,
you
remember I that? Remember her.
I remember that. Yeah.
It puts me in the same mindset of that she catching all this heat because she had what they call inappropriate clothes on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she had clothes on. She was on TV every day.
Yeah.
She was doing her job. I mean, I don't understand the point. I don't understand the whole reason behind it. Like you said, and I think Rick said the same thing, I think it's a hater thing.
Yeah.
Somebody they ain't got it. They ain't in shape. They ain't this, they ain't that. And all of a sudden now they want to reach out to her and try and body shame her, I guess is what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going to lie. When that first came across my timeline, I was like, damn, she's sexy. Like, why y'all mad at that? Like, why you mad at that? Like. Shit, hey, that'll cause me to tune in a little more. Shit. Hey, Lee, you know, it's kind of like when you had that fine teacher. You went to that class. Right.
True.
And I was just about to say, I think it was a teacher also going through that same thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was thicker than a snicker, too.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
I said, shit, they're driving them little kids crazy. Hey, Miss Hayes.
Yeah, all up in that class.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey. Ain't even supposed to be there. Skipping other classes. Yes, being her.
A class how perfect attendance every day.
Yeah, every day.
You like, look, hey, y'all, I can't miss Miss Johnson's class, boy. Hey, I gotta go look at that ass.
Right.
I gotta go look at that ass today.
Look up Miss Johnson, got about 13 extra kids in the class. Yeah. She's supposed to have 28, she got 36.
Don't make no damn sense. So she spoke out and said, you know, that people are uncomfortable. I don't know if she meant people of white people or whatever people. She just said people. I guess she meant it for whoever said this thing. That they was uncomfortable with her being a position of power, which she is because she's a coach. Yeah. And she's over these young ladies who are coming up in the system as far as playing ball and, you know, doing all this other stuff. So I get it as far as, and she's not going back down from it. She already said that. She's not backing down. She's not taking nothing off. She's not changing up. She's going to keep doing what she's doing. And if you got a problem with it, then you just either don't watch the game or don't pay attention to her.
You're right.
And that's it.
I applaud her for that.
Yeah. So shout out to Texas A&M University basketball coach Sidney Carter. You keep doing your thing, keep dressing the way you want to dress,
right.
And keep letting that water roll off your back like a duck, because it is what it is. And if they now, like you said, if they got to deal with it, let them deal with it.
Yeah. Now don't let that back that ass. Looking off the end of that ass.
Hey, but I applaud the school for standing behind her with it and not trying to get involved and just be like, hey, you need to tone it down and blah, 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 because you know that shit can't happen.
Yeah. The players backed her up. The school backed her up. So it was a non-issue as far as the university is concerned. So
right. But y'all know black women always get the backlash anyway.
Always.
No matter what they do. Yeah. That's the same with what's her name? Shikari Richards and the other little Camilla.
Ooh.
Yeah. She smoke weed, she take drug enhancements. But she still got to play.
Right.
Black girl didn't get to play.
Right.
She didn't get to run. I mean, it's always something behind your skin tone. Black. Black sets it off. Oh, they black. No, we're not going to let them do this.
Participate and be a part of it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, like I said, girl, she was straight in that outfit. They need to just go on.
Yeah. It's like I said, just either you deal with it or don't pay attention to it while she went out there winning games.
Right.
So it is what it is. I applaud her. She's doing your thing.
And since you brought it up,
top of that she got extra people coming to the game trying to see. So
exactly,
University ain't worried about it.
I sure would have been in there like shit. Let me see what all the fuss about.
Yeah,
I need to see this with my own eyes. Let me see what all the fuss about.
Right.
But yeah, right. Since you brought it up though, that Shakari Richardson shit is bullshit.
Yeah.
All day long.
All day long.
All day long.
And I said, that's because she black. She was winning. They had to do something to stop her.
Yeah.
They stopped her.
Yeah.
But then, like you say, here come a little white girl.
And
she doing worse drugs than what she was doing.
And one thing that I did see was it wasn't necessarily the Olympics. It was like, because she still could have went to the Olympics and participated in the Olympics from what I read. I don't know how true this is. It was the coaches that didn't pick her to be on the list. Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even necessarily the Olympics. It was the coaches.
The coaches.
And they dumbasses.
Yeah, black coaches at that. That's another thing. We our own downfall. Black people don't never
all the time
look at a black after other black people. So
people of color, change your ways, change your way of thinking. Yeah. Elevate instead of pull down. Don't be the crab in the barrel mentality.
Right.
That's my response to that.
Yeah.
All right. So like I said, shout out to Sydney Carter for doing her thing. So Tulane, we gonna have a kid.
Okay.
Me and you. Since we friends, do you find that kind of crazy?
No, I don't actually.
Really?
I don't. I think it's sort of cool.
Okay.
Because if we're going to have a kid,
uh-huh,
and we're going to co-parent to the best of our ability,
uh-huh,
and bring that kid up,
uh-huh,
so he can be the best of his or her ability,
uh-huh,
and I think that's cool.
All right, so this is the reason I popped off with that, because, you know, Van Jones, he's for CNN, he's a political commentator. He was, you know, the one on crying on stage, on screen, on TV when Joe Biden won the election over Trump.
Oh, I ain't seen that.
You're out here crying and going, bruh.
And Biden ass, you ain't black if you don't vote for me, that's a whole nother thing.
I'm just saying.
Right.
So, Van Jones, as you can see on the picture right here, on the screen right here, him and his friend, his best friend, I guess, of many years, who will remain nameless, got together during the pandemic and said, we're going to have a kid. No, I guess, I don't know if they got emotional attachments or not, but that's what happened. And they just had a kid. So he was married for 13 years, had two kids. Yeah.
You okay?
Normally people that do that are people that don't have kids already.
Yeah, he had a kid. He was married and divorced. He got divorced back in 2018 with two kids, and then he all of a sudden gonna get with his friend of many years. I guess he got the itch and said, let me have another kid.
Another friend.
Hey, we all get the itch around here.
This dude is 53.
Fuck that.
1 year younger than me, having kids.
Go ahead, Lee.
Put 18 on that. Put 18 on that. On
that motherfucker.
He might make it.
Shit. 18 years from now.
Yeah.
The way these kids stress a motherfucker out nowadays, it's different than how we used to stress our parents out. It's a whole different type of stress.
Too much shit going on out here. Yeah, way too much stuff going on out here. Too much tech, too much social media, too much I can't beat my kids, too much police brutality, too much of everything.
We
out here trying to raise a kid at 53.
Yeah.
Brand new kid. We ain't talking about no adopted kid.
Brand new.
He went through the whole process of having a kid. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if he smashed his chick or did the artificial insemination thing. I don't know what he did.
Oh, you know he smashed it.
That's the next point I was going to ask. Where does it get entangled at where you can actually say, I'm going to smash my friend and we have a kid and co-parent?
Yeah, but what if that friend has been unsuccessful at finding her own man and she's getting up in age? She's like, my time is almost out. Mm-hmm. Can you do me this favor? Mm-hmm. And we can do it together. What if?
So I'll say this. I had a friend, like, we used to date back in the day. I was like 17, 18. She was like, eight. I was like, yeah, 17, 18. She was like 16, 17. Like, we was only about a year, two years apart max. And as we got older, she was always like, if I don't have no kids, I'm gonna, by the time I'm 32. Now, she said, by the time I'm 34, talking about, we're going to have a baby. And it was funny because I hit up like last year, like, hey, you ain't got no kids yet. What's up? Because I wanted to smack. But it was different because we was kicking on that level back then. But, you know, we were young, so we didn't do nothing. I always wanted to smash it, but I was just like, we going to do this the old school way, though. You know, wasn't going to be no artificial insemination or none of that. Nah, you get this the real way.
But here's my thing. If you ain't got no emotional stuff involved, you just doing it just to be doing it.
Right.
That's the thing. That's what I'm getting from this story. They just came together and said, hey, let's have a kid. And that's it.
But it really is an emotional attachment because exactly. They don't say how long they done been friends.
Right. Yeah. Just say long time friends. So I figure they at least 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Ish,
exactly. Probably, might be more than that.
Might be more.
Yeah. Might be more than that. And like I said, she probably was like, hey, my time is ticking away. I ain't found the right one yet. I'm really ready to have a kid. Can you help us out? And he was like, sure. But I know it had to be a prenup or something.
We're going to sign some kind of agreement. Yeah. Saying, you know, you ain't finna take half of my shit, and I ain't finna take half of your shit, and all that type of stuff.
Back in 2019, I had a lesbian couple ask me about donating my sperm for them to have a baby. You remember
that?
Did you say how much?
And how much?
Exactly.
I ain't say.
She gonna let you smash this girl?
No. It was gonna be the artificial.
Okay.
Artificial.
Oh, that's $5,000 off flop.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, I can't do it because I was like, man, I'd love to help y'all out, but I couldn't. Like in that case, I was like, I couldn't do it because I can't have a child out here and not be in a child life. Because you know me, I don't have no sons. What if it's a boy? Then I'm gonna be all like, damn. Like, and then this was a white couple too. I'm like, y'all don't know what it's like having a black child. Like, it's gonna be a whole different ball game. Like, it's a bunch of. But as far as doing like with my friends, in this case, I couldn't do that either, man. Like, cause I couldn't smash my friend for one, and then two, like the artificial thing, it's just like, either I don't know. To me, it gets sticky.
Yeah, that's what they said. Hey, here's my turn off for this whole thing. I'm 54. This fucker is 53. The age thing just turned me clean off.
When you saw that motherfucker was 54,
I don't give a damn about donating shit. It's 53, man. Are you going to actually be here for 18 more years to see your child grow to be a successful male or female or whatever? I'm stuck on the age. I don't give a damn about the boyfriend, girlfriend, longtime friend, all that. I don't care about all that. I just want to be sure that I'm going to be here.
If you're lucky. But too, he got the money though too to take care of like health and all that other stuff. So you know, it's different. It's different when you got money. Like it's a whole different. I mean, we know you got the private jet and everything, Lee. But this, you know, he got a whole different type of money. You know, you ain't living that one down.
Come on, man.
Hey, Talane. So you know why we say that about him, right? Because you know he. Cause he went to Tampa like 3 weekends in a row.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
Look. Oh, four, my four. Bad. Look, and yeah. Then one day he went down there. He went down there, caught the game, and came back the same day. That sounds like some rich, yeah. Rich private jet type stuff to me.
What's that song? Money.
Oh my God! Why y'all playing with me, man? Why y'all playing
that boy,
with me?
That boy got it in with somebody down at the airport.
No.
Hey, I'm working right on one of them type of plugs myself. Yeah. Shit.
Hey.
Yeah, one of them types.
If I can pull that off, then you know I ain't gonna never be here. Ever. But yeah, I mean, come on. Van Jones. I mean,
he might make it till he or she 15 to 16. And then it might be like 15 to 16. Then he'll be like, I done did what I was supposed to do.
Let me circle back to the whole lesbian couple donating thing, because I want to delve into that a little bit too, because this is pretty much on the same thing. Why couldn't you donate and know for a fact? I'm sure you had to sign some kind of paper saying that I'm gonna relinquish my rights, blah blah blah, so forth. So right. I'm sure that had to come up in the conversation somewhere, right?
I mean, we didn't like get that far with it. You know, because like I said, it didn't happen, but you know, I did consider it just because, like, how cool I was with her mm-hmm. and everything. And I think she would have made, like, a great parent. Mm-hmm. But I had to deal with some stuff myself because, you know, I was like, how do I really feel about, you know, same sex raising a child?
Right.
You know, like, is it one of those things to where you're going to, like, every, you know, I don't judge. What you like is what you like.
Right.
You know, like, if that's how what you choose to do, then that's what you choose to do. But, okay. But I don't want you teaching it like this is what you have to do. So it's like, to me, it's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to deal with that first. And then it's like, could I really have a child out here and not be a part of that child's life? Like, it's not in me. Like, Lee, you know how I'm with kids, man. I pretty much raising my daughter's little brothers because right. I don't like them out here with, you know, a sorry ass daddy, because as black men, we need guidance. I don't care. I tell right. that motherfucker that to his face and he know it. But as black men, as young black men, they need guidance. They need structure. Mm-hmm. They need discipline. Yep. And they need it mm-hmm. from a man, because it's different coming from a man than a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just had this same exact conversation on Dr. Phil the other day.
Well, damn.
And they had this guy that has fathered 40 children. He said he does it for same-sex couples, people that's having a hard time getting pregnant, but he really don't want no attachments with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want, the parents want him to be a part of their life, he will on that point. But not, you know, no money, none of that. Because he signed everything, all his rights away.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't get paid for it. He does it for free. And Dr. Phil was like, you a complete idiot.
So I'm going to push back on this, because it makes sense to me, but it don't make sense to me. How can you hold this dude accountable for something that's actually legal? They got sperm donor stuff out here already.
Yes. But
so how can you put this dude down and say you an idiot because you out here doing whatever the sperm donors do?
And that's the exact thing he was getting at. Like, okay, you go to the sperm bank.
Yeah.
You artificially inseminated.
Right. With a random dude.
Yeah. Random somebody, dude. Yeah, out of nowhere. But this dude, are you having sex with these people? Majority of them he did. That's what he was saying. Like,
oh, so he took it to a whole other level.
He holding. Yeah. That's what he doing. He just looked at it as some pussy.
Was like, you nasty.
Right.
If you are. And of course, you know, a lot of the same sex couples, they was artificially inseminated with his sperm.
Right.
But it wasn't in no medical clinic. It was, you come to the house, you do your business, I'm finna suck this shit up and I'm finna shoot it in me.
Wow. Like that.
That's what his downfall was with, for Dr. Phil.
So he turkey based.
Yeah.
That shit really worked.
Turkey based it.
Evidently, yeah.
Yeah, it worked.
No wonder Drake was putting,
Hot sauce in his condom.
There you go.
That's exactly why Drake putting that hot sauce in them condoms.
That hot sriracha.
Like, no bullshit. I was just like, I thought, like, once your sperm, like, leave your body, it die unless it go, like, in.
See, she trying to sue because she done went and got that condom and sucked it up in a yeast cream applicator and then stuck it up in, and it's done burnt the hell out that pussy.
That ass on fire.
Yeah.
Eat that ass up.
Got him. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. I mean,
that's crazy. Motherfuckers really.
Yeah, they be trapping these basketball players, these football players, man.
Yeah. Mm. They put on that condom, they take it off, and then they go.
Yeah.
Get it out of there and shoot it up in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson for them streets, man. He for them streets. But anyway, I don't see the difference in between the two. I mean, only thing different is it ain't medically, it's not in a medical environment for this dude that you're talking about on Dr. Phil. That's the only thing that's different.
That's the only
thing. They know the guy.
Yeah,
that's the only two things that's different.
Well, they don't really know them, but they all 40 of the families are like in a group chat, so he get to see these kids, you know, see pictures of them, probably videos and stuff like that. But like I say, he's not getting paid. I mean, like, if you're going to do that, at least get paid. He done went into debt, I think they said, once or twice. Because he's flying from here. He's driving to there on his own expense. But he got a GoFundMe.
The fuck?
What? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Damn.
He got a GoFundMe.
He ain't even getting flued out. Shit, you going to have to at least fly me out.
Right.
Yeah. Put me in somewhere to stay, like, shit.
Something.
Everybody ain't like Lee and got the private jet.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I keep saying, I save money for my stuff.
He said from his stuff.
Yeah, from my stuff. I save money for my stuff that I got to do. Yeah, I don't just be willy-nilly it out here like dude be out here broke. Don't know if he gonna have enough gas to get to the house. I don't know all that.
That's crazy that he ain't
he ain't taking not a piece of money at none.
No.
He need to rethink that. Why would you have a GoFundMe for some bullshit like that though?
Right. That's for, you know, travel expenses and
I wonder if dude was educated though.
Out of them 40 folks that he had kids with, you mean to tell me ain't none of them gave him no money?
No money.
They didn't say that's some bullshit.
It just said that's what he liked to do because he helping people out.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to feel something. You got to be the biggest idiot I've ever met in my life.
With all that context, I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah, he is an idiot.
And then on top of that, they like, Has he anyone seen him do a blood test? Does he have AIDS? Does he have STDs that you know of before you start inseminating yourself with his sperm?
And that
y'all know any of this?
That is the one that I guess one of the added benefits of using a sperm bank. Like, what's your family history like?
Right.
You know, like all those type of things because
And that was another question, too. Like, do y'all know, you know, the mental history if you go with this lady, is the baby gonna come out right?
So they ain't doing no blood tests to make sure, you know, nothing. They just out there just
Just taking the sperm because they want the baby.
So let me say this for everybody. There is a big ass difference between sperm donors and this clown right here.
Yeah.
I was gonna argue the point to try to get him into the game, but he fucking it up for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't no defending it.
Ain't no defending him. Mm-mm. And them 40 people. All them idiots. It ain't just him. Because they letting them have it done.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man. Y'all stop playing.
They even had a black couple on there that decided to use him as a donor. Now, this was a white guy. And they decided, and they wanted the little girl, which was 3, to meet him. For and what? Dr. Phil was like, why would you do that? And this man right here has been her dad
since day one.
Yeah.
But you're going to tell a 3-year-old child that this man right here is her father. He said, talk about screwing a kid up in the head.
For life.
Yeah, for life, like, at 3 years old.
That's one of the conversations you have whenever the child is 13, 14-ish.
Right.
Do you really have that conversation? Do you really need to have that conversation?
I say yeah, because medical history.
I think that if they ask, yeah. But if they don't ever ask, I'm not going to say nothing.
But it's like, how can you, like, medical history type of shit, right? So if you think this your dad and you going basing off his medical history, you know, his bloodline medical history, not knowing that everything you saying, no, my dad's family don't have, that this man's family does.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You basically fucking yourself up because you don't know your family's history.
That's true.
True. Yeah, I give you that one.
But then again, you know, she probably going to ask anyway eventually, when she get older, for the simple fact, them sisters and brothers, my
they don't look alike.
Yeah. And she don't like skin.
So if they if they've had kids, why use him for another one?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, well, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something happened in their life that they had to resort to that.
Yeah. And they wanted another kid, but they never did go into details as why they went that route. Yeah. But she's going to be confused anyway.
Until somebody explain it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Van Jones, I'm back on you now. You 53, man. I'm going to keep saying it. You 53. You starting over brand new with a brand new kid. You back in diapers.
Yeah, at 53.
At 53. With your woke conscious co-parenting skills that you finna put out there with your friend. How does that work? Do y'all stay together? Do the friend and the Van Jones stay together? Do they have separate households? Are they splitting time with the kid 6 months, 6 months? Are they doing visiting weekends? How does that work? How do you make that work?
I guess the same way as divorcees make it work.
Or people that ain't never been married, that was in a relationship and the shit didn't work. You know, like, I don't know, man. I'll be 40 in June. I don't want no other kid. Like, don't get me wrong, I always want a son, so there's always that part of me like, damn. But then I think about it, it's like how you said, Lee, 18 motherfucking more
years. Put 18 years on it.
Man, I ain't got that to do. Like, I be wanting to knock these little smart mouth kids I got now in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like I can imagine a whole nother 2 decades later how much worse it'd be.
Right. Oh, yeah. A whole lot. But, like I say, it might be, you know, I take the kid to school in the morning, you pick him up.
True.
I get him on the weekends. This weekend, you get them that weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole lot to co-parenting holidays. True. You can have a Halloween. I can have a Christmas.
True.
But see,
I mean, so
it could be easier because it wasn't like a relationship that failed. You know, that's when, that's what make it a little harder. I think sometimes if it's a relationship that fails, it makes that harder.
You stuck with a child. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But knowing, like, going into it, what it is, like, probably already having, like, all that shit worked out, decided upon, you know, like, maybe not every single detail, but, you know, like, this is the basics. This is how we gonna do it. Blah, blah, blah. All right, do we really want to do this? Yes, no. All right, let's do it.
Well, he should know about the damn basics because he got two kids already.
That's what
he should know. He should be actually driving this whole thing. Yeah. It don't say anything about the female in the situation.
Right. No. And that's what I was trying to find was if, you know, she already had kids or like.
We don't know. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just the whole 18 years for me. I can't do it.
I ran across a couple of friendship babies.
And really?
Yeah, friendship babies. Huh. Yeah, so you know, to me, it's okay. Long as you treat the kid, anything that's you gonna treat them kids good, is okay with me.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's okay with me because I'm like Rick. You know, I love kids. Yeah. So
I tell everybody, man. If I would have got married younger, or if me and my baby mama would have stayed together. Man, I probably have cellmate kids by now. Like I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. Like, hey, plus we was getting it in. And but you know, like that's just I don't know. I want to come somebody. Me and my brother. Like my brother was back and forth between living with us and living with his dad. And you know, so it was like that. Like I want. I don't know. I always wanted that family that I didn't have.
Right.
So I think that's part of why for me.
And so you one of them white picket fences out in the country.
I don't know about all that, but you know.
Four kids, a horse, a dog, a cat.
I don't know about all that because I am look. I am a project baby now. I don't know about all the animals and shit, but but you know, I just wanted. You know, I wanted to be married. I wanted to have 3, 4, 5 kids. You know,
still got time, bro.
Nah.
You still got time.
Nah.
You just gotta find your young cat.
Hey, they be on your boy too, boy. Hey, I just be like, man, I can't mess with nobody by you know that's 2, 3 years older than my oldest daughter. But they be
had that conversation.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
They be out there and they be applying pressure. Be like, girl, if you was older, like why you couldn't be like 29, 30? Why you gotta be like 24, 25?
What's the cutoff point?
For me, really 32, 33, but you know, I think I could 28 maybe, depending on mentality.
Well, they say women are far more advanced knowledge-wise, brain power-wise, than we are anyway. So I would think that would come into factor, too.
So, so you know, like I said, I could possibly 28, 29, depending on mentality. But really, I like 32, 33. I mean, me personally, I like older women, me personally. But, like, the youngest I could go with 28. The youngest I would like for them to be would be 32 or 33. But I could do a 28.
Well, there you go, ladies. You put it out there.
Hey, let me put this out there too. I be stepdaddy because I ain't trying to have no more kids. So, so if you want kids, you gotta already have them. I be stepdaddy.
Bruh.
Because look, hey, child support scarred and scared me.
Oh yeah,
scarred and scared me.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Yeah. Anyway,
that's a whole nother topic.
We ain't talking about, that's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother topic.
Yes, Lord, that's a whole nother topic. I can talk about that for like 4 or 5 days.
We need to have a topic on that shit.
Yeah, we're going to hit it. We're definitely going to hit it. I've been scarred multiple times. I still got cuts and bruises on me for the moment. But anyway. Anyway, Fan Jones, I applaud you. I give you props. I mean, you doing your thing at 53 plus 18. I'm going to keep putting it on there.
53 plus 18.
Plus 18, man. 18 and beyond, because that I mean, you know.
Yeah, it don't.
That's a lifetime.
It don't stop at 18.
Yeah, it don't end.
Yeah.
They still be reaching back for advice and
reaching back. Shit, mine ain't left.
Yeah. Shoot.
My daughter called me every day with something. Every day with something. She called me something about something. I need your advice.
Yes, Lord.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. I said, boy, I wish I was on the clock when that phone rung.
You know.
And I got
$100 an hour. I should charge you. Shit.
Exactly.
All the advice I'm giving you.
Not only that, I got to give advices to their friends. Mama, help my friend now. Tell her something.
Mm.
I'm like, God damn, do she got signal?
It's that EAP money.
Is that my child? I'm thank for her too. I say, why mama at? Man, right. Her mama don't do that. Mama just tell her something. Be like, God damn.
Yeah,
we ain't doing that. But you know, that's what happened whenever the parents be friends and not parents.
Right.
Because, you know, you can't talk. Like, then you get that, they mama don't be on that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know
and
how
I do. Man, but don't keep on coming to me if you ain't gonna do what I tell you to do.
Exactly.
That's another thing. Yeah.
That's the thing that bothers me.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
So, all that being said, like I said, Sydney Carter, big props to you. Keep doing your thing down there in Texas A&M.
Right.
Oh, my God. We're going to do that now?
Yeah.
She's 31.
Yeah.
Shot. Write a letter down there. Shoot an email down there. See what's up.
Yeah, be like, what she do.
Be like, hey, beautiful, look, check this out. Don't listen to the haters,
see, you
man.
You started out wrong.
I know. Look, don't listen to the haters.
You started out wrong.
Don't listen to the haters. Do you. Holla at your boy.
Yeah.
I big up you on my podcast. Check it out.
There you go. And Van Jones, fuck, dude.
Crazy ass.
I can't call him crazy because that's what they decided on. That's what they agreed to.
Three. To have another child, you crazy.
Have a brand new kid,
you crazy.
Okay,
you crazy.
All right, we gonna go with that.
Yeah, they friends though.
They helping each other out. They co-parents. Yeah. I just want to see how it turned out.
Yeah,
we'll never know.
Yeah,
it'll be back in the news if some shit pop off between the two. It's gonna pop up. So TMZ gonna find out.
Especially if she's trying to get some money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure there was some type of signed agreement. Something.
Yeah. Here's like I said before, we don't know her status in life. We don't know. Yeah. I mean, you know, people with money and stuff like that, they hang around each other anyway. So, I mean.
True.
Yeah, I mean, she might have a little something. They just came to a conclusion, let's have a kid and let's call it a day or whatever. But, yeah, come on.
And then on top of that, this is another thing we left out. What if she got an old man?
Wow.
Yeah. What if she got an old man and
he could
stuff don't work?
Right.
Yeah, it could be one of them kind of relationships. He helped both of them out. Yeah, they might have paid him.
But if that was the situation, though, would you really want somebody to co-parent?
I mean, like, you know, some people, like I say, but if, some of them people wanted to do with the 40 kids to know the.
But it fall back. I guess it fall back to like how I was saying. Whenever they reached, asked me about it, I was like, I just can't have no kid out there and not be a part of the life at, in some shape, form, or fashion. So,
I don't know. I could do it, but I have to be paid. I ain't gonna lie about it. I'm gonna have to be paid.
That's what I said.
I'm gonna have to be paid. I come on now.
I'm like,
you think enough of me? Do you think enough of me to ask me to have a kid with your significant other, and you don't want me to have no dealings with him? I need to be paid.
Right. That's just like a surrogate mother.
Exactly.
Yeah, she got to be paid.
You got to get paid.
Yeah, she done carried that baby for 9 months, and she finna hand it over to y'all. She
with
needs
no
money.
Strings attached.
Yeah, no strings attached.
Literally.
Yeah.
Umbilical cord and all.
This motherfucker here.
I know, man. I'm full of shit today. But anyway,
shoot,
it's pretty much the same thing.
So whoever carried them twins for Beyonce and
got paid,
and Kim Kardashian, them hell was rich.
Paid.
Yeah, paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paid. Yeah,
so it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, like I said, everybody had the perspective on it.
Yeah.
That was ours. We're going to share that with y'all. And like I said, it's going to be a short one today. Or is it close to an hour?
We have 46 minutes, so we
close. That's fine. We'll cut it short. Ain't no big thing. Like I said, the why is it in the news is going to be the new thing, too. Why is this shit in the news? So we're going to start that up probably next couple of podcasts. I guess we'll do top five next week, too.
Yeah, right.
And we'll go with that. But anyway, it's been a pleasure talking to y'all. Short, sweet, to the point. And y'all got our perspective on, once again, Sidney Carter, basketball coach, and Van Jones, brand new daddy. At 53.
It's funny how we all laughed at the same
time. Oh, my gosh. If I'm making it funny, it ain't. It ain't funny, Lee, man.
Lee, like, this shit's sad.
It's sad, dude. Hey, it's just like the story we had with the daddy who was 71 and had a kid.
Man.
Well, it's the same principle.
Yeah.
Dude, 71, you gonna put 18 on that.
Motherfucker, lucky to see the baby turn 3.
So Van Jones goes go to this kid's school to pick him up, and they gonna ask him, is that his daddy or his granddaddy?
They just gonna be like, hey, your granddaddy here to get you.
Right. Be the same shit.
Be like, that ain't my granddaddy, man. That's my daddy.
That's my daddy. Like, come on, man.
And then have y'all ever noticed when they do have them babies by them old men? Baby come out looking old as hell.
I already come out wrinkled, huh?
Yeah. Wrinkled all up. Yeah. Hair receding already.
Oh, shit.
Come on,
baby,
man.
Come out. Hair start growing a line. Yeah. Back here already.
That's sad.
Oh, man. Yeah. I went to high school with a dude. He had a full head of gray hair by the 10th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hair is old.
Oh, I hear. Oh,
shit! That sperm was walking with a cane up in
there, swimming with life preservers. All this shit.
Yeah. Oh, that damn shit. Juice box just dries out. Get out. Yeah, juice box dry.
And several years ago, they did have a black woman that was 73 that gave birth. Got pregnant. She had like 13, 14
what kids. The hell?
She had grandkids. She had great grandkids. They had been sneaking around the nursing home.
Oh, she got knocked off in the nursing home?
At the nursing home.
That and got pregnant.
Damn.
The daughter was on TV saying, now what we gonna do?
What you mean? What we gonna do? I'm finna
take care of
it. Yeah, kick this kid out and gonna pass, and y'all gonna take care of y'all brother.
Yeah.
Or sister, whoever it was.
Damn. Sister, brother, yeah.
That's crazy.
Getting it in at the nursing home.
Their mama need their ass whooped for them. She need her ass whooped for them.
I said, they tipping through that when the lights go off.
Tipping and creeping and shit.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Lights go off at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. You got 12 plus hours to get it in.
Yeah.
Literally, get it in. Yeah.
Her ship come in, ain't number two people working.
Right.
Can't keep your eye on everybody.
I can't deal with y'all. I'm literally over here crying, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. On that note, man, we're going to get up out of here, man. We'll see you when we see you next week. Peace.